مرکز صحابہ The Voice of اہل سنہ والجماعہ.
نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم, یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم. یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ, یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ, بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم, بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم. نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, یہ فرما
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. The 2nd of November 2021, which is also the 26th of Rabi'ul Awal 1443. We welcome our beloved engineer, Brother Bonface, and we welcome our beloved listeners of Sirius FM and our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132 International overseas listeners +27 84 786 3132. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad into the bliss of marriage. Ustad, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Somebody says here, Ustad, permissibility of using one's baby's clothing for the next child. Is it permissible, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here there are three different scenarios. Scenario number one is Allah Jalla wa'ala has blessed you, the couple, with a beautiful handsome son, beautiful daughter. So mashallah, it's a joyous happy occasion, bundle of joy. Now you, the father or the mother, you bought that clothing with your money and so forth, and it belongs to you. The child is just using it. So when the child outgrows it, now you give it to the next child and so forth. So that will be permissible. There's no problem with that. So that's one scenario. Second scenario will be that somebody gave it to the child. You must remember, as a present, as a gift. You know, nowadays people know that you're going to give birth and so forth. So your family members, your friends, your well-wishers, they gave a gift, and it's a gift written there to the baby. So now the baby is the owner. So in that case there, remember, if you take it and thereafter, now that baby has outgrown it, you use it for the next baby, that article, that item, whatever, then you, the parents, must reimburse that son, that daughter, that amount, because it was his or hers, and now you are taking it and using it for another child. So let's say the item costs 100, 500 rand, so you have to reimburse that baby with that amount there. Put in the account, or oh, buy something for them, and so forth and so on. That's second scenario. Third scenario, you use the money of the baby. People give cash. Now you use the baby's money and so forth for him or for her. So in that case also, when you're going to use it for the next child and the next baby, then you have to reimburse the baby. So many a time we look at these things here and just say, "Ne kullu halal, handu chale." It's not handu chale and obadde alright, I know. You can't say everything is just fine. So business as usual, we have to fulfill the rights of people. So these are your three different scenarios, and see which one you fit in, that will be the fatwa and the verdict regarding these type of issues.
Somebody says, "Ustad, I would like to know, someone don't talk to their mother for 1 month. What? It says, what's a stupid reason? What should the mother do, Ustad?
Remember that that person there, that son, daughter, if he or she passes away, they go straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Let us see what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Let us see what the Ahadith Mubarakah teaches us. Number one, have Quran Sharif Surah 47, Surah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The chapter is entitled Surah Muhammad after the Master, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, verses 22 and verse 23. So chapter 47, verses 22 and 23. Allah Jalla Wala states, In tawallaytum, when you have authority. Now the son, daughter have become rich, they have degrees, and they're flying high and so forth. Antufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. وَتُقَطِّئُ أَرْحَامَكُمْ And you sever the family ties. Now you, O son, you, O daughter, now you no more speaking to your own biological mother. What can be a bigger crime than that? See what happens to you. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ Those are the people Allah Jalla Wala curses them, deprive them of His special mercy. فَأَصْوَمَّهُمْ Allah makes them spiritually deaf. When you speak to them, they won't be able to understand. But speak to them about money, that they will hear properly. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ Allah makes them spiritually blind. So they are cursed and spiritually deaf and blind as well. Imagine what punishment. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah 16 verse 44 tells us, Surah 16 the B and verse 44, وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ We reveal this Quran Sharif reminded to you on your Mubarak blessed heart, Ya Rasulullah Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you explain it in detail to people, مَا نُزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ What has been revealed to them, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ And so that they wonder and ponder and so forth. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborating the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, La yahillu li muslimin, is not permissible for a Muslim person, ayyahjura akhahu fawqa thalath, that he severs ties with another Muslim. One Muslim person, male or female, that is ordinary Muslim, this is your mother. So, فَوْقَ ثَلَاثٍ For more than 3 days. فَمَنْ هَجَرَ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثٍ You severed ties with that person for more than 3 days, فَمَاتَ And you died, دَخَلَ النَّارِ You dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. اللَّهُ مَحْفَظْنَا مِنْ اللَّهُ مَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ Allah save us and Allah protect us from Jahannam and the fire.
Ameen.
So imagine, you son, you daughter, whatever the reason is, I am telling you, even if your parents are in the wrong, you must still go and ask them for forgiveness and say, I'm wrong, and start speaking to them. You must remember that. And that is the hadith of the Master alayhi salam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa said, show love and respect to your parents. Wa in zalama. Thrice the Master alayhi salam said, even if they are wrong, even if they transgress your rights, you go and set the record straight. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmed, Al-Adabul Mufrad, all these hadith kitabs, you will find all these type of hadith. Third one, you son, you daughter, you're not speaking to your mother, to your father, whatever, to your parent or both of them parents, remember that none of your actions are accepted. Your salat, your tilawat of Quran, your zakat, your charity, nothing. Hadith in Tirmidhi, in Mishkat Sharif, all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses the angels, Utrukhuma, leave that person there. Remember the good deeds they do. Hatta yastaliha, till they reconcile. So it's incumbent and mandatory, compulsory upon you to go and reconcile with your father, with your mother, in this case your mother. Last hadith in Bayhaqi Mishkat Sharif. Kullu zambin insha'afa anhu wa insha'adabah. It is the prerogative of Allah Jalla Wala alone. Either Allah forgives or He punishes that person for the crime he or she perpetrated, committed. Illa uquq al-walidain. Except when you are disobedient, rebelliousness against your parents and more so your mother. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَجِّلُ أُقُوبَتَهُ لِصَاحِبِهِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Allah will unleash the punishment here in this world before death overtakes you. Your degrees, your wealth, and all your properties, assets which you accumulated, your empire, you will see everything crumbling in front of you. My brother, my sister, go to your mother now. Contact her immediately. Tomorrow might be too late. She might pass away. Or you might die. And then everlasting curtains will be for you. So that is my message to all you youngsters. Don't get fooled with the glitter and glamour of this world and think your mother is illiterate, uneducated. She doesn't know about emails and WhatsApp and all these things. Yeah? Well, she is your mother. And remember that you must show that love and respect to her at all times, all places.
Somebody says, Mufti Sahab, I would like to know, when does the walima have to be made after the nikah? Is there a certain time limit? The problem is, Ustad, we want to bring the nikah forward, but the venue for the walima is only available 3 weeks later. Can we still call this occasion a walima, Ustad?
Remember, here you have three different scenarios. Scenario number one, which is the best, today you are getting married, example. And by the way, all of you who want your daughters, your sons to get married, and they are getting married, they are fixed. So every Friday, our Mauna Arafat, mashallah, has a program regarding the Elanat and the announcement of Nikah between 10 and 10:30. So on this number, here, 084-786-3132. Send your invitation cards there. That I know one is the Day family and Randeri family. MashaAllah, the nikah will be taking place this week, Friday there. MashaAllah, at, you know, Melanson Road or Melanson Street or Road, whatever it is. The masjid there, Masjid An-Nur in Ashaval Mall, Yunus Patel, where he was, Rahimahullah. So there, so like that, I send the invitation to Mawana Arafat. So Mawana will announce it also. So that's one point there. Now let's say today is the nikah. So the best is now husband, wife spend the night together. Whether they consummated it or not is not the criteria. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, you have the walima. That will be the best of the best. But sometime you must remember people come from far and so forth and so on. So they want to have the walima the same day. So today before Zuhur, after Zuhur each, you must remember the nikah. So the nikah is performed. So you can have walima after asr. But in between, after the nikah has been performed, so then make sure the boy, the girl, the husband, wife, the groom and the bride, they go into khalwa. They go into privacy. And remember that once they go into privacy, they don't have to consummate the marriage 15-20 minutes. He will kiss his wife, caress her, touch her and so forth. She will touch him, meet him and so forth. And after that, after asr, after maghrib, that same day, you have walima. So that is second category permissible. Third one. Now let us look at the question. Today, this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the nikah. And now they only find a venue after 3 weeks. Is that walima? No, that's not walima. So the question I will pose to you, you say walima. But what you mean about the venue? The venue can be your house. The venue can be your garage. The problem with us is we want to show off. You must remember this. It must be a hall. And then the chairs and the seating will have parada. And the woman will come half upside down dressed. That nobody will worry. And then we must have it all decorated. We must bring all the flowers and all the decor. And man samma asamma Allahu bihi. When you want to show off and impress people, Allah will will disgrace you sooner or later. The hadith mentioned in Mustad Ahmad. Second one, all this decor and parda for the chase and all that is all tabzir. Chapter 17, Surah 17, verse 27, Innal mubazzirina kanu ikhwana shayatin. So you must remember that when you squander your wealth, then remember you become brothers, sisters of shaitan. Quran is saying that. So I am asking you that why can't you have the walima simple? You just give out some fruit, you give out some mitai, you give out this. I got married, mashallah, and it was, you must remember, the 10th of Shawwal, and the next Sunday I had to go and we left for Karachi, Pakistan. So after 2 days or so, we had the walima, and so in the house, and 5-10 people who came and finished, you must remember this. You don't have to invite 100 people and look for a venue. These are all waswasa and whisperings of shaitan, we must remember. We say sunnat walima, but in the sunnat walima, we do 101 haram things. They will be videoing, intermingling, sometime dancing, sometime music, sometime, you must remember, no salat facilities, but we say sunnat walima. So all these kind of things are haram then, because remember, we wanted to impress the people. Leave the people out. You just give everybody some fruit, some walima, some, you understand, mitai, all that, finish. That is walima already.
Somebody says, I would like to know what respect you need to have with a stepmother, Ustad.
So you must remember, she is the wife of your father. Your father married her, and she is bringing joy, comfort, and satisfaction to your beloved father. So therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 22, وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. You, O son, you, O grandson, you cannot marry the lady whom your father got married to. So remember, you, the son, you will become her mahram as well. So you do no parda, no hijab between you and your stepmother. So your stepmother can talk to you, you can stay with her, all that in the same house. So all that would be permissible. So remember, one, for every Muslim, for every person, there must be some respect. Second one, she is the stepmother, the wife of your father, so there more respect is shown. And third one, you should also remember that you become her mahram. So that shows that once you become a mahram, so you have to fulfill her rights as well. So therefore, you can't be treating her badly and tell her you can't cook like my mother and you're not doing this like my mother. This is where all the trouble comes about. When the children start comparing her, the stepmother, with their biological mother. This is where the problem comes about, when the husband starts comparing this new wife, you understand, the second wife of his, because the first wife passed away, so with his wife who's deceased now, so you can't cook, you can't do this, you can't do that, my wife used to do it. So that will be a recipe for disaster. Allah Jalla Wala made us all different. We're not, you see our fingers also, they're not one of them is same and identical to the other. So similarly, people have their own taste, their own style and so forth, and own method of doing things. As long as it's permissible, it's fine. So you can't be saying, no, you must do it like my wife who passed away and so forth. So the husband also must use his common sense, and the children must also use their common sense, although common sense nowadays is not so common.
Listen to this one, Ustad. The brother is from Johannesburg. He says, but how come myself and my wife, we're living on our own? I have broken ties with my parents, but my life is going so well and smooth, and I have lots of barakah. Doesn't that tell you, Muftisab, that my parents are at fault? So I'm sorry, Muftisab, I won't take your words of advice. Sorry. Anonymous brother from Johannesburg, Ustad.
The problem with you, my brother, you confusing issues. It's not my words. It's Allah's words, Allah, who created me and you and the universe. It's not my words. It's the words of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What you did, you must remember, is you used the wrong word. Let me explain two verses in the Noble Quran. Then you will understand what I'm saying. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْ لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When the people of the towns and cities, they have these two qualities. They have true iman, they have taqwa and true piety. They abstain from the haram and they carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. See what Allah says, chapter number 7 and verse number 96. Chapter 7, verse 96. لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We will open for them the barakat from the heavens and the skies and the land and the sand. That is barakah. What is barakah? الْأَشْيَاءُ الْقَلِيلَةُ وَالْمَنَافِعُ الْكَثِيرَةُ. That you have little bit money, little bit time, but thousand millions of people benefit from there. See our forefathers, one shop. How many children got married? How all of them went for Hajj? They lived peacefully. Our fathers, forefathers never touched interest. All these things there. So that you call barakah. What you are experiencing, that you have like seven ties with your father or your mother or both of them, and you think that you are very intelligent and shrewd and cunning and what have you. So that is not barakah, my brother. What is that? فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتًا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Surah 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 44. Surah 6, verse 44. It's not my words. I'm only explaining it to you. These are the words of our Creator. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. You give people advice. We gave you advice, but you say, no, no, thank you. I will carry on with my life. So my parents are unimportant. I'm right, they wrong, and so forth. That's what you are saying. So, فَتَحْنَا. See the word Allah said. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Yeah, the word barakah is not used. Allah says, we will open the doors of everything. Your business will be flourishing. Your children will be excelling. Your wife will be looking as the queen. You don't get tired of her. Everything will be going for a short while in your favor. That is not called barakah, my brother. That is called istidraj. When you were in school, my brother, I don't know you. You don't have to give me your name and where you are from. But you know our teachers taught us, give a crook enough rope to hang himself. Give a crook enough rope to hang himself. You see how the politicians, they hang themselves. People are fed up of them now. So you must remember that. They say, we don't want you. Get out from here. So you must stay in India, and then they catch the politicians, they give them good hiding and put them in a dustbin also. So anyway, so yeah, the word Allah is saying, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. That in our Islamic terminology, what the Quran also uses, is called istidraj. What is istidraj? Allah gives you degree by degree, and then the punishment comes. I'll read the verse for you just now. Let's finish this verse. Chapter 6, verse number 44. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. So much so, the person will be very happy, like you are saying, no, I'm very happy. We don't need your advice and all this type of things. So that so-called happiness is based on arrogance. Remember that. So suddenly, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتًا. Cancer comes, sickness comes, problem comes, then this comes, that comes, because instead of taking the du'as of our parents, maybe we took their bad du'a, their bad du'a. Suddenly we punish them. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And then they become totally despondent and disillusioned. So now they wondering, how come the whole empire is crumbling and everything? Chapter 6, verse 44. Regarding the term, I told you, my brother, everything in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah, I told you, istidraj. What is istidraj? To take people and punish them degree by degree. See the Arab Tanpot dictators. See the Muslim countries. Allah gave them so much, so much. But remember, they most humiliated and disgraced. Because with that wealth and everything, that Allah is punishing them. So نَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Soon we will take them degree by degree for punishment. مِنْ حَيْثُ, from such avenues. لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, they knew not. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ, we gave them respite. Remember that. So when Allah gives, when you are doing good, that is called barakah. And when Allah gives and you are doing upside down wrong things, that is called muhula. Allah is giving respite. Allah is giving you extension in time. Inna kaydi mateen. My master plan is very powerful, and I will decimate and destroy you. Chapter 68, Surah Qalam, verse 45, and verse 44, verse 45. Chapter 68, verses 44, 45. Be very careful, my brother. I'm telling you as a brother. Leave all the titles and so forth. I'm telling you as a sister. Don't get fooled. I saw people in my family. I saw people in countries who went against their parents, and sooner and later, how everything of theirs, whatever they touched, turned into a disaster. And now they realize what, but it's too late. The parents have already left the world, so you still got time. Go to your parents, ask for forgiveness, and don't be arrogant with your pride and with your arrogance and with your wealth and assets.
29 minutes after 11, you are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage. We started a question regarding about the stepmother. The listener says, do you respect her as you would respect your biological mother? My husband is late. His daughter don't want to accept me, Ustad.
So you must remember that you can't say that she must treat you exactly like the biological mother. It is virtually impossible, and Islam does not expect that. But remember that because you married her father, so or his father, so they must give you some respect and so forth. They can't be now telling you, you're a stranger, yeah, you're not our mother, insulting you. All that they cannot do. That's totally haram and unacceptable.
Somebody says, Ustad, I am a friend of Samad Khan in Chipata. I'm interested in Islam, Ustad.
Very good, my brother in Chipata, they in Sozambia. Brother Abdul Samad Khan is a very good friend of ours. He picked me up, mashallah, they in Malawi, Lilongwe. And then we went there across the border, mashallah, to Chipata. We visited the Darulum of Moana Motala, and we had programs there. And if you look at the Muslim woman, you will find the last one. We wrote about Zambia, we wrote about Chipata, all that is published. All of you should try and procure a copy of Muslim Woman. Wonderful articles there. One page has the Q&A. One page has our journeys, where and where we go to, when to. So try and get Muslim Woman. Very, very good. It's 25 rand only. So you will learn so many things. So you, my brother, there in Zambia, in Chipata, you're interested in Islam. So just send us few messages now quickly, and inshallah, after the break, then we will pursue the matter. When you say you are interested in Islam, then what do you really mean? Do you want to embrace Islam now immediately? Are you sure? If that's the case, we make you Muslim immediately. Or do you want literature? Or do you want people that we must send you to that can teach you more about Islam and so forth? So just make your stance a bit more clearer, my brother, and inshallah we are at your service. That is what we want to do. We take Islam to the masses, for the Muslim to educate them, for the non-Muslim to propagate to them the true Islam, not the Islam that people are seeing on their TV and so forth. You must remember the propaganda and fake news and false information. So that is our message. So my brother, you send your message quickly now. We'll go for a break, inshallah, and after the break, Mona Arafat will read your messages. What is your stance, what you want to do, and then we will pursue the matter, inshallah.
Ustad, what is your opinion on a man taking a divorcee or a widow as a second wife if he has the means to treat them both equally. Ustad.
Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a young person. His father Abdullah passed away. These are sahaba, beloved students, companions of Mustafa Habibunah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he went, Jabir, and he married a lady who was married before, you know, a divorcee or widow or whatever you. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam told him, O Jabir, that alayka bil abkar, why you didn't get married to a virgin? You know, you should play with her, she should play with you, and so forth. So he, Jabir, is sahabi, radiallahu anhu. His father is sahabi, radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one, my father left a trail of debts. Number two, I married this little bit elderly lady, so I have sisters. Some hadith got seven daughters, they were of Abdullah, or seven sisters of Jabir, and somebody's got more or less, whatever it is. So this lady will take care of them, and she will be like the motherly figure for them, and so forth. If I had to get married to a young lady virgin, they all would just play together, like, you know. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made dua. He said, very good. So when you want to marry, this is what Islam teaches us. The best is you get married to a lady who's a virgin. Remember that. That's the best. And if you want to marry a widow, a divorcee, and so forth, my advice will be marry the lady who does not have children. Because once she comes with her children, and you have your children, Mera, Tera, or Apna. You know what is Mera, Tera, or Apna. You come with your children, I have my children, and then we start making our own children, then you have one big jumble sale there. Then the children start skopskit and donor. They start fighting with one another. Then the mother will pull to her side, but these are my children. The father will pull to his side, these are my children. The children that you add together, they will stay out of the picture a little bit. So that becomes a big problem nowadays, because Quran, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught us, and the Westerners and the non-Muslims, they stole this from Islam. حُبُّكَ شَيْءٍ يُؤْمِي وَيُسْرِمْ. When you love somebody, you love something, then you become blind and you become deaf. You don't want to reason, you don't want to understand authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So they stole it and they said love is blind. So therefore, if you're asking me my advice, you want to get married, first suggestion will be get married to a virgin. Second one, for some reason or so, maybe you were married before and you got children or what have you, or you don't have children, then get married to a lady, that the widow or so, or a divorcee also is fine, but she must not have children. Remember that. But best is a widow, because then the husband is gone, his history, and you carry on with the geography. When they divorce, then still the contact remains, either with her and the ex-husband, or with her and her ex-in-laws. So all that continues. So that is, these are my suggestions to you, my brother. End of the day, you got doubt, make istihara. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Oh, beloved Allah, you select the best for me, and you choose for me. And Allah, you don't have to sleep, you don't have to dream, nothing. Immediately what comes in your mind, in your heart, that's your answer, inshallah.
Somebody says, what is the consequence, Ustad, for going to a molana, and he reads into the water sugar to give to your husband to consume, because you are not happy with your marriage, and to make him change his behavior? I see this happening in the family, Ustad.
Remember that to blow in the water, and that is fine. That you find even in Mishkat Sharif, in the hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu salam did so, and so forth. But one day there in the haram, I saw Sheikh Sali bin Humaid. You must remember, he's the oldest imam there in Haramul Makki. So one day I was there, and somebody brought water to him, and he read, and then he blew in it. So till day is fine. But now to bring sugar, and to bring salt, and to bring dust, and bring that, and all that, we will say that is an amal. We will say that is not sunnah. Amal means some pious people tried it, and it worked, and so forth. Always we must make a distinction. We must draw a dichotomy and a difference. What is sunnah? That is the action, the speech mubarak of the master, Habibuna Mustafa Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is amal? Amal is some pious people, buzruk, pious people, da'bu salihin, adatu salihin. They did it, so we will say permissible. But the best is to practice on Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. When there's rows and ructions, husband and wife, the marriage is gone stale, you're not on the same wavelength, then both of you must be reading extra nafil salat. Read the verse, Surah 25, verse 74, abundantly. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. This is better than all the amals of the buzruks. Remember that. The pious people, they're after all human beings. And this is Quran, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Did you read the 99 names of Allah today? Allah is commanding me and you. Surah 7, chapter 7, verse 180. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uhu biha. That Allah says, Allah has beautiful, wonderful names. So invoke and call Almighty Allah by those names. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif. Man hafidaha dakhal al-jannah. You by heart it and read the 99 names, you enter Jannah. You look inside and read it. Man ahsaha dakhal al-jannah. So one attribute, one name you will get is Wadud. Read it abundantly. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Allah is the creator of that love. So Allah will place the heart in the husband's heart, in the wife's heart. Marriage is not, I told you several times and occasions, that only the bodies must meet. No, marriage is the hearts have to meet. Once the hearts meet, then there's unity of thought. Once there's unity of thought, then both parties go in the same direction. Whether you're in a plane with the turbulence, whether you're in the train and the air, you must remember all the noise, or whether it's the vicissitudes and ups and downs of life, dukku suk, happiness, prosperity, adversity, calamity, you will stay together. So read the dua. Ya wadudu, ya wadudu, ya wadud. Allahumma alif wa tatajdeed a shadda on the lam baina qulubina. Ya Allah, bring the ulfa, the mahabba, the mawadda, the love, the compassion, the understanding within our hearts. Give out charity. That is better than all these amals put together.
Well, 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 it's exactly now 18 minutes to 12 o'clock, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Listen to this one, Ustad. Dear Mufti Saab, I went to vote yesterday, and they put this black mark on my tummy, on my thumb, this ink on my finger, Ustad. The person wants to know, is his wudu valid or not, Ustad?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Remember that if the water seeps through it, then it's fine. You must remember your wudu, ghusl, your bathing, taking a bath, ghusl, your wudu, ablution, all are valid. But if they put so much, maybe they spilt it or make a mistake or what have you, and now the water is not seeping through it, then it's not valid. So you have to show you some other, you understand, whatever you have, and a remover or whatever you call it, and you must ensure before you perform your wudu, before you perform salat, then you remove it, then your salat is valid. So the main criteria is, and this is not only for voting time, people do painting, people do panel beating, people do the ladies do cooking, or men also do, and sometimes certain things get stuck and so forth. So you must remove that if it prevents the water from reaching the skin. That is the criteria. The water must reach the skin and the water must seep through it. That is what we need to understand.
Ustad, listener says that I didn't vote yesterday, and most of my friends are saying it's a major, major sin. Am I wrong, Ustad? Ustad?
You must remember, first and foremost, if you look at it from South African law point of view, then remember to vote is not compulsory, it's your democratic choice. You want to vote, you don't vote. That is secondary. We always must look at Islam. You must remember what Islam teaches us. Even today, people say, no, that you are speaking of a utopian situation, a perfect society. No, we are saying we must enter into Islam, not Islam must enter into our whims and fancies and desires, so we have to change our habits and so forth. I also didn't vote. 100% you must be rest assured, there's no sin upon you. So today for who? We voted before what we got. So you must remember that 27 years you saw DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC and no current. That is what you got. So you see electricity is a problem. You see that water is a problem. You see that corruption I sent out yesterday. These are not my words. I just study here and there, and what I find very interesting. Yesterday I sent out an article that appeared in the City Press on Sunday. I forget the person who wrote the article. He wrote a brilliant article, that editor or the journalist of City Press, and he said SAA was making millions or billions, and ESCOM was making millions and billions. This one was making millions and billions. Everyone, you all ran to the ground and you all made it bankrupt, bankrupt finish. Today. What a disgrace. I told my news team, our news team, please inform the public so at least the public are aware. What an absolute disaster, disgrace. See, I juxtapose, I compare for you two things. I was growing up, and I'll give you one incident also. So you must remember in the 60s and early 70s, because 74 I left for Pakistan. So I'm speaking of obviously before that. You know, I'm not saying apartheid was right and all that. We all know we were the victims of apartheid. We know the words they use against us. Khan, now you're kuli dorp too, and you're kuli. We all know that. We can't forget all that. I grew up in a township and everything. So, but when they were petrol increase by the white man, apartheid regime, the taxis and the people would make such a big noise and so forth. 120 cents, they say. 1 rand 20, 1 rand 21, whatever increase. 19 rand 50 some cents is the petrol price from tonight after 12 from tomorrow. Who's going to afford it? Who does it affect and impact on the most? The poor people. Yeah. The taxi fares will go up, food price will go up, everything will escalate. But you saying you're serving the people. You're serving the people or you're serving your pockets? From that 19 rand 50 plus. So remember that 6 rand plus, according to AA, is taxes that goes to you. And you know what you are doing with the taxes. An absolute disaster, remember. Absolute disgrace. If we South Africans really had unity, remember, we will not drive our cars for 2 days, 3 days, and say you must bring the petrol price down. But we know we can't do that in South Africa. Among ourselves, they will start fighting and pulling out guns and all these things there. In the West, some countries, they have done so. So remember, that is why I don't vote. And I'm very clear. And I'm on the record on this. From 94 till now, before 94, we couldn't vote. We had all these Spaza guys. I don't know if you were in South Africa at that time. The tricameral parliament. You understand? They were a bunch of jokers, you must remember. Sellouts. Absolute sellouts. And if any one of them is alive and you are part of that, remember, you're a sellout. So they had for the Indians their House of Delegates, and for the Coloureds and us and all, House of Representatives, whatever they call themselves. So all was to make money for themselves. We call them sellouts. So we never ever voted. And from 94 till today, and not now, I mentioned this many times in the past, I myself, I never ever voted ANC. And today, I'm exonerated. 100%. You must remember that. They just brought more chaos, corruption, and you saw law and order falling apart. We need to be honest on these type of things here. So therefore, if anybody tells you, you didn't vote, you committed a sin, huwa adwallu min himari ahlihi fi baytihi. These are the words of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. That person is totally astray. He doesn't understand what is Sharia.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Listen to this one, Ustad. I told you, Mufti Saab, that Imran Musa is stopped. I love Lanesha, but Mufti Saab, It says here, we should still vote, Ustad.
So you must remember this, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has given us a law. And you must remember the law is this. You can't be going and carrying favor with people and trampling on the Sharia. Any person who goes, you must remember to a statue and so forth of the Hindus or the Christians or whatever, and does whatever he does to. So the fatwa is very clear that such people are out of the fold of Islam. They can win election Islamically. Our job, you must remember, is to teach you through Islam, not to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any government. So we told you, so he must announce that he's make tawbah, read kalima again and so forth. That is incumbent. Winning all that means nothing. You must remember that. In democracy, remember that atheists also win. So what you going to say? So you must remember people who are the most shrewdest and most crooked also win. How many elections in the world are rigged then also? So I'm not saying this one is rigged. I'm speaking generally. So we were in Pakistan. So one word we learned there. So we saw the time of Bhutto. We saw the time of Ziaul Haq. We saw so many different politicians' time. They used to say, Danli Ho Chuki. Danli Ho Chuki. So we wonder, what is this Danli? So Danli is the elections were rigged and so forth. So we must remember, that's no criteria by Allah and Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So by Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the criteria is, we must have Iman and not try and please people and try and win votes over through haram means. That is what happened. So you must remember that. So therefore we say that these type of things, I am very clear on this issue, to vote for people who are murtad is haram in Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, what's your schedule for your program, Ustad, in Durban?
Remember this, for Durban, my program will be Thursday night, Shaka Skral, inshallah, after Isha. So you must remember that Isha is 8 o'clock. You contact Maulana Zakaria, Dadan, that's the surname I must get used to. D-A-D-A-N, Dadan, yeah. So that, so mashallah, so you must speak to him, and Maulana Manga is there. So it will be live, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, on Sirius FM, on Radio Al-Ansar, and Markaz Sahaba, inshallah. Maulana Arafat's program won't take place that Thursday night. Inshallah, we will broadcast from there live, inshallah, this Thursday night. After 8 will be Isha, and then about 25 past 8, the program will start around there, inshallah. Then Friday, Jumu'ah, inshallah, that we will be there, inshallah, in Newlands Masjid, where Maulana Padia is. And then Friday, Asr time, after Asr, remember the Nikah, that our Ahmad Day and Aslam Day. Aslam Day son, Brother Yusuf, is getting married to Masiha, the Randeri family. So inshallah, at Melanson Road, inshallah, in Ashaval, Masjid An-Nur, where Maulana Imutala and them are. So we will be there, inshallah, Al-Aziz. So these are the three venues. And then after Fajr, on that Friday and on Saturday, inshallah, we will be there in that Musalla Day in Umslanga. So inshallah, so we'll have a program there. You can contact Moana Zakaria, Moana Abid's son. So he will give you further details regarding the after Fajr program, inshallah Aziz.
Somebody is saying, Ustad, maybe Mufti Sahab on your busy schedule in Durban. Well, Mufti Sahab maybe have a ladies program for the people in Sheppey, Ustad.
So you must remember that, you forgive us, we don't have time. Next time, inshallah, Sheppey, we were always, Sheppey is shortcut for Port Shepston. So you must remember, in a case like that, we will say that, you know, that we always remember Haji Musa Manjara. He passed away on a Jummah also. Allah Jalla Wala grant him and all the marhumin, Jannatul Firdaus. So in a case like that, we must be clear that, you know, for us to now go from here to there, it becomes very, very difficult. So this program, this time, no, we won't make it, because maaf, next time, inshallah, we will, you know, the coordinator for all these programs is Hafiz Wadi. So you must contact Hafiz Hussain Wadi, mashallah, he is on Barkat Sahaba, he is on Radio Al-Ansar also, he does the Q&A with us on Sundays. So mashallah, contact him, and many people request, now as I speak to you, Stenger got a request, Richards Bay got a request, now Port Shepston got a request, so many requests have come in. All hearts هذا من فضل ربي. So inshallah we will see the next time we come with Allah's help.
Ustad, I am a step mom and I tried hard, but a child's mother kept on interfering. My mother-in-law keeps saying stepmothers are bad. If she cares so much, Ustad, why doesn't she take her grandchild? She doesn't even phone or visit him, Ustad.
Remember that today's world is such that when people are guilty, then I don't say all the time, but I'll say majority of the time, then you call the shifting the blame. That they will not say, I'm to blame. They will blame somebody else. Now you take this as a case study. There was a marriage. The marriage turned sour. It seems it ended in divorce or what have you. And now that person got married, he's got his other wife now, the second wife, stepmother. And there are children, you must remember, from the first wife. So those grandchildren or children are showing disrespect, you must remember, to the stepmother. But who is poisoning the mind of the children, grandchildren? The lady who was married. So now what she does is, she wants revenge. How she's going to get revenge with her husband who divorced her? By poisoning the mind of the masoom, innocent children or grandchildren against the stepmother. Yeah, stepmothers are like this, stepmothers are like this. Now, how can you do that? You use the innocent children as a pawn in a game, and now you want to poison their mind because their father or their grandfather divorced you. So that is what's happening today. So you, the stepmother, you must read these du'as. This is life. You must remember, there's jealousy, there's envy, the people are plotting, planning, scheming. This is how life goes on. But we must always look, not at people. Place our trust in Almighty Allah. Surah 40, verse 44. Surah 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I hand over my matters, remember, to Almighty Allah. He is all observing over the servants. He gives us guarantee in the next verse, Surah 40, verse 45, and that is فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Allah will protect you from the plotting, planning, scheming of the evil people. Second one, read Surah 29, verse 30, the dua of Nabi Lut alayhi salam, رَبِّنْ سُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Ya Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers, mischief makers. He, Lot, Prophet Lot, L-O-T. Nabi Lut alayhi salam recited this dua against the gay people, the homosexual community in Sodom and Gomorrah. Allah Jalla Wala decimated, destroyed them, made them a sample, example for humanity and posterity. The lowest part on this earth, as altitude goes, you'll find there, فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. And remember that chapter 29, verse 30. And the third one, obviously, you human being, you got worries, you got emotions, so keep on reading Surah 21, chapter 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin. Ya Allah, you are the only one worthy of worship, and I am the one who does committed sin, and so forth. When we read it, that's the translation. The story incident is about Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. So for him, the translation will be, I committed an error in judgment. All prophets and messengers are protected from all sins. They are ma'asum, divine protection. But for me and you, we translate it, we are sinners, we are wrongdoers. Then Allah says, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That Allah Ta'ala save, rescued him from the worry, sorry, Allah will save and protect the Muslims also. And Allah Jalla Wala will remove that worry and sorry and so forth. So read that and inshallah you continue with your life. Okay, let me announce all the programs. Our time is up now. So 12 to 1, mashallah, the signs of Almighty Allah, part 1 by Mohana Katani. 1 o'clock Zohar Azan, 105 to 130, Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verses 22 to 26. 130 to 2, Surah Yusuf, verses 94 to 100. 2 to 3, Madrasa on Aim or Zaid Khan. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mohana Arafat. we had. Very interesting, mashallah. 3:30 to 4, Sahib and Nisbat. Who are the people who are connected to Allah Ta'ala? By Mawana Fazlur Rahman Sahib of Azad World. Then 4 to 5, there the company of the righteous people. So Mawana Harun of Ispingo Beach, Rahimahullah, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. Then 5 to 7, Mawana Khalid Yaqub. And then 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir of Surah Maryam. 7:30 to 8 will be Mawana Yunus Patel's advices. 8 to 10, the month after dinner, that will be with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan and his guest. And then 10 to 11, yearning for paradise and Jannatul Firdaus, Mawana Ridwan Qaji. So mashallah, good lineup. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make it easy for us. Remember, fill up your petrol today. From tomorrow, the price will increase. Next up, we have the news with Brother Yusuf Ali. And inshallah, after that, it will go on as I mentioned just now. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And of course, tomorrow morning, 4 to 6, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. From myself and our beloved senior ustad, up next is the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.